The word of the Lord that I'd like to share with you this evening is from Luke chapter 6. It says, a large crowd of his disciples and a great number of people from all over had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Have you ever noticed how important human touch can be? You know, for a lot of you, as you came in and stuck out your hand and welcome, and you have that kind of moment where the hand touches, and that moment, that bond of introduction that takes place, it's important. But it's not just that. Researchers tell us that it holds true in all kinds of aspects of life. They talk about preemie babies and just newborn babies, how important human touch is to help them thrive and to grow. In care centers across the country, the elderly just hunger for human touch, just letting them know that someone is there. And I know that so often when we're dealing with hurt and heartache in our own lives, a lot of times we just want to be left alone. But the truth is that sometimes just that touch of a hand, letting you know that you're not alone, is just the greatest gesture, the most meaningful thing that somebody can do. Not the words, just the touch. In what we looked at in Luke chapter 6 here tonight, it's no surprise that the people in this section from Luke were trying to touch Jesus. For them, it wasn't enough just to see him or just to hear him. They wanted to reach out and touch him. And Luke, of course, explains why this extraordinary circumstance. He says, power was coming from him and healing them all. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty cool. If you could reach out and feel the power and the healing just surging from Jesus and filling you up and changing whatever it is that was aching your heart or whatever was wrong that needed to be fixed, and just like that, it was done. Long to touch Jesus, huh? I suppose that if you and I had been there, we'd want to touch him too. You know, if everybody else is feeling this amazing thing, we'd want to join in. But maybe tonight isn't the first time you've thought about that. Maybe there have been other times where you want to just grab hold of Jesus, maybe take him by the hand, or like a little kid to mom or dad, you know, tugging on the hip, you know, kind of saying, hey, Jesus, I'm right here. Or maybe on some of those really bad days, hey, Jesus, did you forget about me? I'm right here. Yeah, that touch is so all important when it comes to connecting. And we weren't there on that day in the Galilean sunshine. We're here tonight on a dark December day with that same needs, though, that people had that day in Galilee, only for us. Here we are contending with sickness and disease. Maybe it's for ourselves, or sometimes what's even harder is when the sickness and disease is somebody else in our life that we love dearly and we just feel like we have no control over it. Or maybe we're sitting here tonight because we're separated from those we love by time or distance, mourning those that we've lost. Grieving, aching for what might have been. And we'd love to feel some of that healing power from Jesus in our lives, huh? Like to just reach out and touch him. But we can't. So what do? What alternatives do we have? Muddle through somehow, like the old Christmas song goes. Okay, maybe if we just go to church every Sunday and kind of hope for the best, will that do it? Or maybe we can throw ourselves into some engaging activity that leaves us physically going, but emotionally distant from the people that we love. or worse yet, give in to some earthly vice that is just a destructive crutch. Well, thank God that the same Lord Jesus who reached out to touch the sick and the hurting that day so long ago still reaches out to us, to you and me, with his message of healing and hope. Because you see, time and space are no barrier to him. He crashes through the obstacle of history to reach out and touch you and me with his very word. He places that word within earshot, and his spirit goes to work in us, to strengthen us, and to lift us up. He puts his very body and blood in with and under that bread and wine, and places it in our hands and even in our mouths to assure us of the forgiveness that we have in him, and that we have a place guaranteed by him in eternal life. He accomplishes his good purposes in spite of, and oftentimes even through, our bad situations, changing what is bad into good, bringing about what only he can accomplish in our lives in ways that we can't even imagine, lifting the burden of sin and guilt, heartache and grief, and exchanging them for life and freedom and healing. Because where the message of Jesus is to be found, there is to be found life and healing and comfort, and even though we doubt it, even joy. And if that's not power and healing, I don't know what is. Because you see, we're no different than those people who came to Jesus that day, reaching out to him to touch him, gathering around Jesus so long ago. We come seeking hope and strength from the Lord Jesus, as we are worn from struggle and fear and battered by sin and despair and sorrow. We come with empty hands, seeking his most precious gifts, and Jesus does not disappoint. He makes good on every promise now and forever, because the power that we seek comes from him to heal us in the touch of his holy word. In our dark streets shineth the everlasting light. Our hopes and fears of all the years are met in him, not just tonight, but always and forever. We pray. Almighty and eternal God, as you sent your only Son that we might see with our eyes, hear with our ears, and touch with our hands the word of life, the eternal Christ, give us grace to receive in joyful faith the message of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.